Taking care of the homeless is an ongoing problem in Alaska, and it's not limited to adults. There is also a large and less visible population of homeless kids. During the day, they might be in school, indistinguishable from other students. But at night, they're couch surfers. These kids may be avoiding an unsafe situation at home, or they're over 18, between childhood and adulthood, and simply have no options. KCAW's Ann Bryce recently talked with a family in Sitka who takes in homeless kids between the ages of 16 and 21.
There's this family in Sitka that has homeless teenagers living in their house.
We've had children in our home where people are just dumbfounded that we let them into our home. Their jaw drops. My response is, I don't know this child that you're talking about. Kids make mistakes. If they make mistakes in a healthy environment, that's a different deal.
The couple is part of a program run by the nonprofit Youth Advocates of Sitka, or YAS. It places homeless youth with families in the community. We've been asked to keep the resource parents' names confidential to protect the identities of the homeless teens they've hosted. The resource dad says most of the people they invite into their home have really become part of the family.
I call them all my children. I still call them, even after long after they're gone, and many of them have grown up now and have bought their own homes and their own cars and have their own families and have moved to different parts of the United States. For us, it's about family, and we wanted to have a large family, and sometimes things don't turn out the way that you think. It's been a real blessing for us because now we can still have a large family.
Clients can be 16 through 21 years old and are able to stay in a home for up to 18 months. The program is funded by a federal grant and is the only one of its kind in Alaska. The couple has hosted more than a dozen youth over the five-year life of the program. They also take younger foster care kids as well. Since they've always wanted a big family, they're committed to having the same dynamic in their house.
I have five sisters, three brothers.
Oldest of seven.
She's the oldest of seven. And so we're very comfortable with large families. We know what it's like to share food and have to think of others and do dishes.
We encourage family dinners.
We encourage family dinners every night. It's really important. We both come from families where everybody, no matter what your schedule was, you had to be home at a certain time.
Cultivating healthy relationships can be really hard, especially if trust has been broken in the past, like it has been for many of these youth. And the host mom believes that to have a healthy relationship, love isn't necessarily required.
A big thing is communication and trust. Trust is a huge thing. A lot of times we've had conversations with our kids or with each other about, what matters most, love or trust, and you need to have both in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
But having trust is so much bigger.
Love is unconditional, but trust isn't. They say that to cultivate and keep trust, you have to avoid so-called deal breakers.
We violate either emotional, spiritual, physical. Those kinds of things are deal breakers. It usually comes down to physical abuse or emotional abuse.
Other deal breakers are using alcohol, pot, or other substances that might play a large role in some of the lives of these kids. This is a clean home. They don't even drink a glass of wine at dinner.
So they're able to see that kind of a lifestyle. So it's a little different for them to be able to experience that and to learn how that kind of lifestyle is and to know that that's not accepted in our home.
What we don't want to create is an environment where they have to be dishonest with us. And so we really try to foster dialogue and foster an environment where they're going to feel safe to talk with us. And some kids, they can't handle it. There are kids that their substances are really important to them and they have to leave the home.
And the program has some deal breakers too. In order for the youth to qualify for the program, they have to be willing to set some goals of their own and work toward becoming independent. Jessica Clark is the Family Resource Center program manager of YAS. She meets with clients to make an individual plan. She says that setting goals helps a lot of people get on their feet.
We've heard people say, I would like to be a rock star. When you're working with youth, it's really easy to be like, come on now. You're homeless and you want to be a rock star. Let's talk about reality, right? Well, the reality of the situation is if you start listing what you need to have in line and do to be a rock star, you'll find out that it's a lot of the same job skills that you might need, minus maybe the music part.
Just as each person's life plan is individualized, so is the home placement. All different types of families take part in the program, and a lot of care is put into matching up the family and the youth in a situation they all feel good in.
We always keep in touch with them. They call us up, and they still come over, even years later. The kids do, and you know, they'll call us from different parts of the country to say hello and, you know, wish us happy birthday or whatever. And
yeah.
Just having older kids when you're, I feel like an old man because I'm going to my kids' house.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.